Welcome to another episode of Physiology Roundtable. I'm Dr. Nadia Hussein, and today we're diving into a topic that's both fascinating and essential: cell death and survival.
That's right, Nadia. It's not just about cells dying. It's about how they adapt and survive in the face of stress. It's like a dramatic survival show, but with much smaller contestants.
Exactly. And to kick things off, did you know that apoptosis, that programmed cell death we're going to talk about, is crucial for development? It helps shape our organs and tissues. Without it, we'd be a jumbled mess of cells.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? Apoptosis isn't just about getting rid of unwanted cells. It's vital for maintaining balance in our bodies.
And here's the kicker. If apoptosis goes wrong, it can lead to diseases like cancer. Cells refuse to die when they should, and that's a problem.
Right on. So let's get our listeners excited about what's coming up. We'll explore apoptosis in detail, then contrast it with necrosis, and look into how cells adapt to survive stress.
Absolutely. This is going to be a jam-packed episode, so grab your notebooks, folks. Let's get started. All right, let's dive into apoptosis. So what exactly is it? Apoptosis is a form of programmed cell death, a process that's crucial for maintaining healthy tissue. It's like a cellular cleanup crew, ensuring that damaged or unnecessary cells are removed without causing harm to surrounding tissues.
Right on. It's not just about getting rid of cells. It's about doing it in a controlled manner. There are two main pathways for apoptosis: the intrinsic pathway, which is triggered by internal signals like DNA damage, and the extrinsic pathway, activated by external signals, often from other cells.
Exactly. And during apoptosis, cells undergo distinct morphological changes. They shrink, their DNA gets fragmented, and they form these little bubbles called apoptotic bodies. It's a neat process, really, much less chaotic than necrosis, which we'll get into later.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? This orderly process is vital for development, like how our fingers formed while we were embryos. If apoptosis didn't happen, we'd have webbed fingers. No offense to those who love a good webbed hand.
No kidding. And it's not just about development. Apoptosis plays a critical role in tissue homeostasis, helping to balance cell proliferation and death. When this balance is disrupted, it can lead to diseases, including cancer and autoimmune disorders.
Here's where this all comes together. Understanding apoptosis isn't just academic. It has real-world implications for treatment strategies. If we can manipulate these pathways, we could potentially treat diseases more effectively.
Absolutely. So, as we move forward, let's keep in mind how this process influences not just our biology, but also our approach to health and disease management.
When you're elbow deep in an OR, basic science is everything. It's the foundation for everything we do.
Spot on, Henry. Let's keep the momentum going as we explore necrosis next. It's going to be quite the contrast.
So let's shift gears and talk about necrosis. Unlike apoptosis, which is a tidy process, necrosis is more like a chaotic scene. It happens when cells are injured or stressed beyond repair, leading to uncontrolled cell death.
Fair point. Necrosis can be triggered by various factors like lack of blood flow, toxins, or infections. When cells die this way, they often burst open, spilling their contents into the surrounding tissue, which can cause inflammation.
Exactly. This inflammatory response can lead to further damage, creating a vicious cycle. It's like a domino effect. One cell's death can lead to the demise of neighboring cells.
Isn't it fascinating how different the outcomes are? While apoptosis is a controlled process that helps maintain balance, necrosis can lead to tissue damage and even organ failure if it's widespread.
In the OR, I see this all the time. For instance, in cases of myocardial infarction, heart tissue can undergo necrosis due to a lack of oxygen. It's critical to intervene quickly to prevent extensive damage.
Here's where this all comes together. Understanding necrosis helps us recognize the importance of timely medical interventions. If we can restore blood flow or remove toxins, we can save affected tissues.
Absolutely. It's a stark reminder of how interconnected our body systems are. One problem can lead to a cascade of issues, which is why early detection and treatment are so vital.
No kidding. So as we continue, let's keep in mind the implications of necrosis in various clinical scenarios. It's a real game changer when it comes to patient outcomes.
All right, let's explore how cells adapt to survive under stress. You know, cells face all sorts of challenges: hypoxia, nutrient deprivation, toxins. It's incredible how they have mechanisms to cope with these stressors.
Fair point. One key mechanism is autophagy, where cells essentially eat their own damaged components to recycle nutrients and maintain function. It's like a cellular spring cleaning.
Exactly. Autophagy is crucial for survival, especially during times of starvation or stress. It helps cells manage their resources effectively. But there's also metabolic reprogramming, where cells adjust their metabolism to adapt to low oxygen levels or nutrient scarcity.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? For instance, when oxygen levels drop, cells can switch from aerobic to anaerobic metabolism. This shift allows them to keep producing energy, albeit less efficiently.
In the OR, I see this all the time. Patients with ischemia, for example, show how quickly tissues can adapt to reduced blood flow. It's fascinating, but also a bit concerning, when those adaptations lead to long-term damage.
Here's where this all comes together. Understanding these adaptive mechanisms is key for developing therapies. If we can enhance autophagy or metabolic flexibility, we might improve outcomes in various diseases.
Absolutely. So as we discuss these mechanisms, let's keep in mind their implications for health and disease management. It's all about finding ways to support our cells in their fight for survival.
No kidding. It's a reminder that even at the cellular level, resilience is vital. Let's keep pushing forward and see how these concepts apply to clinical scenarios.
So, let's talk about the clinical relevance of cell death mechanisms. It's fascinating how the processes of apoptosis and necrosis play critical roles in various diseases. For instance, in cancer, there's often a failure of apoptosis, allowing damaged cells to survive and proliferate.
Right on. In the OR, I see this all the time. Tumors can develop resistance to therapies precisely because they evade the normal apoptotic signals. It's like they found a loophole in the system.
Exactly. And then we have neurodegenerative disorders, where excessive apoptosis can lead to cell loss. Conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's showcase how dysregulated cell death contributes to disease progression.
Isn't it amazing how everything connects? Understanding these mechanisms not only helps in diagnosing these conditions, but also in developing targeted therapies. For example, if we can enhance apoptosis in cancer cells, we might improve treatment outcomes.
In the OR, we often look for ways to manipulate these pathways. It's not just about removing tumors, it's about understanding the biology behind them. That's where the real magic happens.
Here's where this all comes together. By studying cell death mechanisms, we can inform therapeutic strategies. Whether it's using drugs to promote apoptosis or finding ways to prevent necrosis, the potential is huge.
No kidding. So as we move forward, let's keep in mind how these insights can lead to better patient care and innovative treatments. It's a thrilling time to be in the field.
Absolutely. Understanding the science behind these processes is key to making a real difference in patient outcomes. Let's keep pushing the envelope.
All right, let's kick off a rapid-fire Q&A. First question. What's the main difference between apoptosis and necrosis?
Fair point. Apoptosis is programmed cell death, a neat and tidy process, while necrosis is chaotic, often resulting from injury or disease. It's like the difference between a planned cleanup and a sudden disaster.
Speaking of cleanup, how does autophagy fit into the picture?
Great question. Autophagy is a survival mechanism where cells recycle their own components to cope with stress. It's like a self-cleaning oven, removing the burnt bits to keep functioning.
In the OR, I often see how critical autophagy is during surgeries. It helps tissues recover from the trauma of surgery. What about the role of cell death in cancer?
No kidding. In cancer, cells often evade apoptosis, allowing them to survive and proliferate uncontrollably. It's like they've found a loophole in the rules.
All right, last one. How can understanding these mechanisms improve patient care?
Spot on. By targeting these pathways, we can develop therapies that either promote apoptosis in cancer cells or protect healthy cells from necrosis during treatments. It's all about balance.
Here's where this all comes together. The more we understand cell death and survival, the better equipped we are to tackle diseases. It's a game changer.
Let's dive into some insights and clinical pearls related to our discussion on cell death. One key takeaway is the importance of early detection in diseases linked to apoptosis and necrosis. For instance, Identifying cancer cells that evade apoptosis can lead to targeted therapies that restore normal cell death processes.
Spot on. In the OR, I often emphasize the need for understanding these mechanisms. For example, recognizing signs of necrosis can guide us in making quick decisions during surgeries, especially when dealing with ischemic tissues.
Speaking of decision-making, I found that mnemonics can be incredibly helpful for remembering the differences between apoptosis and necrosis. For apoptosis, think of A for orderly, and for necrosis, N for nasty. It's chaotic and damaging.
That's a clever way to remember. Let me explain this from another angle. Understanding these processes can also help in patient education. If patients grasp why certain treatments are necessary, they're more likely to adhere to them.
In the OR, I've seen how patient compliance can make a significant difference in outcomes. When patients understand the why behind their treatment, they're more engaged.
Here's where this all comes together. By sharing these insights, we not only enhance our clinical practice, but also empower our patients. It's a win-win.
No kidding. So as we wrap up this segment, let's keep these clinical pearls in mind as we move forward in our practice. They're not just theories, they have real-world applications. So as we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on what we've covered regarding cell death and survival. We explored apoptosis and necrosis, their differences, and how they impact health and disease. Isn't it amazing how everything connects?
Right on. We've seen how understanding these processes can lead to better treatment strategies, especially in conditions like cancer and neurodegenerative diseases. It's all about finding that balance.
Exactly. And the adaptive mechanisms we discussed, like autophagy, show just how resilient our cells can be. It's a reminder that even in the face of adversity, there's a way for cells to survive and thrive.
Absolutely. I hope our listeners feel empowered with this knowledge. Remember, early detection and understanding these cellular processes can make a significant difference in patient care.
In the OR, I can't stress enough how crucial it is to apply this understanding. It's not just theory, it's practical and life-saving.
Here's where this all comes together. The more we know about cell death mechanisms, the better equipped we are to tackle diseases head-on.
So, thank you all for joining us today. We hope you found this discussion enlightening. Don't forget to tune in next time for more engaging conversations on physiology.